So we all sat down for dinner as we normally do. And about halfway into dinner, we were just talking as a family, as we normally do. I just looked to my right. I didn't hear anything. I just looked at my little brother and I noticed he was like red and his hands were like shaking, like as he was like flapping his arms as if something was up. So I'm a bit curious, wondering what's going off. And then I saw that he wasn't breathing. He was not. Obviously, nothing bad had happened because he was still conscious, but he wasn't breathing. And I know because of my cadet training and my first aid lessons I've done within the cadet force, I knew what was up straight away. I knew he was choking. So I didn't even think much of it at the time. I just sort of stood up, picked my little brother up, placed him down as you're meant to, and gave him. I think it was three and then it dislodged, or five, I can't remember fully. We'll just give him the palm strike to the back. It's like in the center of your back, and that should dislodge any food that's stuck in there. It happened pretty quick. After doing that, I think it was a couple, it was like 3 to 5 times ish. And then it just all came spat out on his plate. And I was just like so relieved at that last moment, thinking he's fine now. Like it could have been something terrible, but he's fine. And then he just gave me a massive hug and started crying. And I just was like thinking in my head how the situation could have been so different if I hadn't done my cadet training. So I'm really thankful to the cadets for the cadet force and the volunteers for teaching me everything I know to do with first aid. But after that night, it was just, you know, you always take things for granted. Which is why I believe it's 100% necessary to learn first aid at some time within your life. My first bit of training was probably about 3 years ago. And then my most recent was only a couple months ago, where I actually passed my emergency first aid course, which is pretty good to have in the outside world. But it was a good job that I noticed it. I mean, I don't think we would have went on without noticing it because it was going bright red, but it's just lucky that that happened and I was there and that the cadet force has taught me all the skills I needed to essentially save his life that time. Silly as it sounds, I didn't really think of it as anything serious at the time in the moment. So obviously my mum was panicking, so she went to dislodge the thing in my little brother's throat with her hands, and I was just telling her, you can't do that. That's not how you're supposed to do it, because it could cause the further lodgings deeper in the throat, which is a lot harder to get out, or it can possibly cause throwing up, and then that's just going to clog up the throat even more. So I just said to mum, don't do it. Don't worry. I know what I'm doing. So, and then that's when I tilted him over and I gave him the 3 to 5 back blows to dislodge all the food stuck in his throat. I tend to not panic because that just sort of makes the situation 100 times worse than it needs to be. But it's something we will, all of us will definitely remember for a very long time. And as soon as Lyndon gets a bit older, we will probably tell him because right now, as he's only 2, he does not have a clue what happened. But yeah, it's something we will probably always remember.